It does. I think we talked maybe last time about how ironically the beautiful weather that we've been having during the fall kind of kept some of those birds around, and what we need is cooler weather, some ice to get on some water and push those birds south, because wild birds, migratory birds, are really carrying their reservoirs for those that virus. And as they move out of the area, then we do see it fall off. So we had, I think 19 cases this fall, starting up October 20th. We just had a new backyard flock, small backyard flock that went positive here just recently. But my hope and expectation is that as we get in through Christmas and into the new year, that we will see this trail off just like we did last year. And then the real question is all about, well, what happens this spring? Will those birds, those wild birds, have developed an immunity to this virus, or will they once again be carrying it? I think it's important to stress here that we've had operations of all sizes: turkey, egg laying, big, small, backyard, game birds. The type of facility or the type of operation really it shows that anybody is at risk here, and that everybody can do something to improve biosecurity. But we are dramatically better this year than we were in 2015, and that's a good thing. We've learned a lot of lessons about how to manage this.